Hi, this is Mandar Garge, the VP of Digital Transformation at EZIST. Welcome to the second podcast in the series, which is about how do you define the digital transformation journey and who owns the digital transformation. Before I talk about this, let me first summarize what I spoke about in the last episode, which was about how do you differentiate between business transformation and digital transformation. We looked at what defines business transformation. Business transformation is an activity of figuring out how you can optimize your business processes, how can you reduce the number of steps involved in the business process, or how you can identify areas where you can introduce completely new business processes. We are not even talking about technology when we talk about business transformation. It is about how do you want to transform the business execution landscape of your organization. Then we looked at digital transformation. Digital transformation is a means to achieve the business transformation using digital and technology. In that, we looked at the fact that digital does not just represent software applications. It also represents the IoT devices, sensors, actuators, and so on. It's a combination of these and the software applications that together achieve transformation, the business transformation. Every enterprise should first look at business transformation landscape and then move towards the technology landscape. In this episode, I want to cover what are the different steps in the digital transformation journey and who owns the digital transformation journey. We may also touch some areas about the traditional implementation methodologies. Before we talk about the journey of digital transformation or the steps involved in the digital transformation, I would like to talk about who owns the digital transformation. The CIO and the CIO group actually owns the digital transformation. He's the primary owner. He or she is the primary owner. Because the CIO knows everything or owns everything that is digital in the enterprise. The applications, the IT, the security, the data, the governance aspect, infrastructure. Of course, the CIO has to be backed very strongly by the CEO, because the CEO is the one who brings all the business divisions on board with the program of digital transformation, because the businesses are the ones that generate revenue and fund the digital transformation program. Now let's look at the different steps or stages in digital transformation. There are mainly four stages in digital transformation. The first one is data digitization. In this stage, the enterprise has to ensure that all of its enterprise data is in some or other software application system or database. So they have to get rid of everything that is on papers, emails, Excels spread across multiple versions and multiple locations. More importantly, this is the stage where enterprise defines its enterprise data. That is the master data, transactional data, reference data, and establishes applications and methodologies to manage that enterprise data. In this stage, the enterprise should, as I said, absolutely avoid apps like Excel or standalone sheets for data storage. Such applications can be used for data representation and processing, but not for storage. At this stage, the enterprise should invest in some kind of ERP solutions, as well as a CRM, customer relationship management system, if they have anything to do with customer-centric operations, which most of the businesses usually do. So many enterprises do not follow, or most of the enterprises do not follow the right strategy for enterprise data management and run into problems eventually. So data digitization is the first step. Second step is process digitalization. In this stage, you identify all your manual or semi-manual or semi-automated processes and convert them into software-driven processes. How do you do that? This can be done typically by customizing your ERP systems, your CRM systems, and all the other business applications to build processes on top of them that are very specific to your business process or business process needs. In some cases, you also end up creating ground-up digital applications, that is, creating new applications from scratch. The third stage is digital optimization. In this stage, you identify optimization opportunities for your already digitalized processes. The process optimization can be done at two levels. One is about integrating operations between different processes and making those business applications handle those processes and exchange information between one another with minimal or absolutely zero human interference. In this stage, the enterprise should think about using integration platforms, API gateways, and make systems integrate with each other. Integration platforms avoid point-to-point communication between the systems and offer a neutral platform to let any system communicate with any other system any number of times. The second level is the enterprise looks across multiple business divisions and then looks at what are the common business process technology stacks or even processes themselves and then figure out how technology consolidation can be done. Like, are there common platforms that can be rolled out to carry out different business processes in different business divisions? That way, the CIO's organization, which owns digital transformation and also owns the IT, can consolidate its IT landscape and make it much more optimized. The final and the fourth stage is the transformation itself, which is a result of the first three stages. In this stage, the enterprise identifies opportunity for transforming processes and establishing new processes that are fundamentally different than how the business was initially and done earlier. For example, this changes the way enterprises do business with other enterprises and its end customers or end consumers. It's an uplift of the way a business interacts with another business or its downstream consumers and so on. Let me now talk about some traditional ways of doing business digital transformation. We already talked about business transformation. Now we are talking about how to carry out the digital transformation using traditional ways. You must have heard of RPA, which is robotic process automation. So you will hear that RPA is the ultimate way to carry out enterprise digital transformation. RPA is what I would call a traditional way. In the sense, if we try to understand what RPA does, it is robotization or automation of all the human activities. If you look at how humans carry out business process, they would log into multiple applications, they would click different screens on different screens, they would enter information in forms, they would click different buttons, they would actually look at file sources, they would enter keystrokes, they would copy data, paste it somewhere, or enter data manually into some form or through the backend databases and so on. So there are multiple activities, each of them driven by human actions. RPA comes in and basically replaces all of them with automated robotic actions. And this is the traditional way. And this is also the recommended way where the legacy systems or systems are really legacy in nature and they do not offer APIs or SDKs which can be automatically accessed using programs to drive information in or out or exchange data. In such cases, the enterprises can pick RPA-based solutions. Now, what is the effectiveness of RPA in digital transformations? As I said, RPA is good for repetitive actions. The advantage of using RPA is it completely automates what humans are doing. It can be deployed around the clock without any breaks, and it absolutely diminishes or even eliminates entirely human errors. But it does not allow you to fundamentally change the business process. And it does nothing about or it knows nothing about whether the business process is implemented on on-premise or cloud, and there's no way for RPA to help an enterprise move in the direction of cloudification. RPA has a number of limitations, and it's only recommended to be used for legacy applications. But it's not the recommended means of digital transformation. The more appropriate way of digital transformation is by making systems smarter, communicate with each other directly, minimizing human or even eliminating human intervention, and creating a landscape that is much more smarter, whether it's on-premise or on cloud. We'll talk about the smarter way, which is the primary way of digital transformation, in my next podcast. So thank you, folks, for listening to my podcast. The entire series is available on the EZIST website at www.e-zist.com/podcasts. Stay tuned.